Well, let's talk about that one. Is it important to discover or the mood behind thoughts? If so, do you have suggestions about how to reflect and contemplate without falling into discursive thinking? God. Answered. Right? So, the mood, there's a difference between knowing and you might not notice a mood. That's why I think the committee member is a kind of good one. Because what happens is if I say, you notice the mood of the mind, and there's nothing, oh, what mood is it? You start to kind of, you know, what is the mood? Trying to look for something that's not there. But when you just know, well, this is this kind of thinking, and relax, I mean, there's no mood, it's just silent. But that's a mood. That's a mood too, it's just silent. So it's you get a hang of it, and you keep working with it. Could you please expand on your comparison with existentialism? Well, I think existentialism has no answer. It just describes the problem. The kind of futility of existence. Birth, death, and then that's it. Whereas the Buddha had a solution. So for me, the existential, well, I'm not that literate on that, but for me, they describe sometimes first noble truth, for sure. Second noble truth, maybe, but they didn't have the third. They didn't have an exit plan. Although, I think something like Kafka, which sounded like he might have had an exit. He was pretty neat. So the Buddhist teaching, you see, if you just take the first noble truth, there is suffering. And even if you take the cause, then you don't have Buddhism. And that's what a lot of theists believe about us, that you know, the Buddhism is a nihilistic religion. You know, it talks about life as suffering, as some kind of ultimate truth. But it doesn't. It says there is suffering. Not that life is suffering. There is suffering. And that there's a way out. There's liberation from suffering. So that's what makes it a spiritual or religious teaching. There's transcendence in it. There's the unconditioned, the uncreated, the unoriginated, the unformed. And I never read that in the existentialist. I never read that in the play. So remember that. Yeah, if someone says, "Well, Buddhism is really pessimistic. It's about suffering. It's about liberation. That's what it's really about." But through a very interesting way, by taking responsibility for suffering. That's what's interesting about it.